This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
This summer in Texas, there's a higher likelihood than ever before that the state might not have enough electricity to go around. If you turn on the AC and nothing happens, you'll want to know why. So before it gets too much hotter, KUT's Mose Bushell brings you this story on how electrons flow across Texas and what happens when we start to run out.
The first thing I want you to know is that the electric grid has a sound. It's not very pretty, but here, listen. Hear that hum? It's so low it helps if you crank your bass way up. This is the sound of 60 hertz. It's the frequency that electricity runs on transmission lines.
It's like a heartbeat on the grid. It's 60 cycles per second, so it's like 60 beats per second.
And this is Warren Lasher. I met him at the headquarters for the Electric Reliability Council of Texas. They call it ERCOT. It's the group that manages the grid here. Lasher is the planning director. He says ERCOT's main job, really, is to keep that beat going, like a percussionist.
It's a drummer. It's Led Zeppelin. Come on, help me here.
Oh, geez.
Help me.
That's a little nicer than that humming sound, isn't it?
The drummer
from Led Zeppelin.
John Bonham.
Bonham.
He says just like legendary drummer John Bonham, if ERCOT doesn't keep the beat, bad things happen. But to keep it steady requires that all the electricity going on the grid equals the amount that is coming off the grid. It's a balancing act.
That's one of the real focuses of what goes on here, is making sure that the power plants are producing every second of the day. They're producing exactly the same amount of power as what the customers are using. That's kind of difficult.
If more power goes on than people use,
that rhythm of the grid will start speeding up.
It might sound good when Led Zeppelin did it, but that change in speed can damage power plants, transmission lines, and factories. Worst case scenario, it can cause a grid-wide blackout.
It's very quiet.
This is me standing in the ERCOT control room. It's staffed 24 hours a day by people trying to make sure something like that grid-wide blackout never happens. To me, it looks a lot like mission control at NASA.
A lot of people here at desks, just surrounded by computer screens, and then up on the wall, they're facing a huge screen.
I've visited it a couple times. The first time they let me record this sound. The second time they didn't. They said for security reasons.
There's maps of Texas showing transmission lines, different counties with the pricing of energy in each place.
It's kind of a clearinghouse where ERCOT takes bids from power generators, allowing the lowest cost electricity to get on the grid. That's how the balance between supply and demand is maintained in Texas.
You see maps with weather conditions where there's a generator operating.
People in this control room are monitoring and predicting expected supply and demand, making sure that the beat stays constant. And really, because of the way the grid works here, that speeding up we talked about is pretty unlikely. It's the opposite that the control room spends more time worrying about. People using more electricity than we have available. So let's bring that beat back. Warren Lasher says planning for that means focusing with great clarity on one day.
There's going to be a day, right? We don't know when it is.
It is the hottest day of the year. The day when everyone in the state cranks up their AC and electricity demand is the highest it's going to get.
That's kind of our benchmark. Do we have enough generation resources to meet that customer demand?
If they don't, the beat of the grid will start to slow. Worst case scenario, again, grid-wide blackout. So here's what makes this summer different. To avoid grid failure, ERCOT wants enough power to meet demand with some extra in reserve, just in case. And this year, there's less of that extra just-in-case electricity than there ever has been before. In fact, there's less of it here in Texas than in any other grid in the country. That means grid operators are more likely to declare an emergency this summer than ever before. So what does that mean?
You, in essence, have to reduce your customer demand.
Okay, let's crank up that first sound again, the hum of the grid. If it's in danger of slowing, the people in the control room have options. They pay big industrial users to shut down. That can bring it back up. They issue calls for conservation to regular residential customers. But the last-ditch thing they do is what you might know as rolling blackouts. Basically, they shut off the power in different parts of the state for small chunks of time.
Let's say they're at their house. What the customer will see is that their lights will go out for about 15 minutes, and then their lights will come back on again, and all their power will be restored.
What they won't see is that then the next neighborhood over has lost their power for 15 minutes.
So in that way, it rotates through the system.
Keeping demand down and the beat steady. So I need to stress that this is unlikely. But if your power goes off some hot day this summer, it could be why. And if your power doesn't go out, in a weird way, that means something too. See, for years, Texas has been operating with less and less of that extra reserve just-in-case electricity I mentioned. So far, we've made it through the summers all right. And that's just one way that the grid has been changing. Technologies like battery storage, renewable energy, smart thermostats and meters all mean that pace of change is accelerating. Trick is to let that speed up without having the lights go out. Moes Bouchel, KT News. Hey, hey.